There's a cancer called crime in our cities.
So much is happening in the world today. Stay informed. Stay tuned to KFBR. Your Woody Rodgers is from California Coast. KFBR 89.9.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of James Corbett, who's a Canadian national, living in Japan, who's a regular guest here every Monday evening, as we talk about what's going on financially throughout the world. And James has a unique opportunity to look at things from an international point of view. Here in the United States, as you know, the media is pretty well controlled. They tell you what they want you to know, and most people accept it. Well, that's why you listen to Radio Liberty, so you'll get the news behind the news. And with James Corbett, with an international perspective, thank you very much for being with us this evening, James.
Well, thank you, as always, for having me on. It's always a pleasure to talk to you and your informed audience.
Well, why don't we just get your analysis of what's really going on throughout the world today?
Well, you know, a story caught my eye today, and it's just a truism for me that when I see something being talked about in the New York Times, something that I'm generally supportive of and I think is a good idea, and I see a big institution like the Gray Lady or whatever she's called, the New York Times, talking about it, I start to get a little bit nervous because I wonder why it's suddenly being pumped up in the mainstream media. But anyway, I saw an article over the weekend in the New York Times talking about the sharing economy. And for listeners out there who haven't heard about this, I think that this is actually a really interesting phenomenon that's taking place these days, whereby people are starting to find work for themselves, basically, by using the power of the internet to connect with others directly, doing the types of tasks that generally you would have had to have gone through companies or corporations in order to do before. So an example of this that I'm sure a lot of people have heard about by now are some of these car ride-sharing applications, where people can download an application to their phone or use it on their computer, where you can share a ride to various spots where you might need to go from point A to point B. Instead of hiring a taxi, you can use this ride sharing to get basically someone who's part of that network who happens to be in your area, who may be going to the area you want, and to save yourself a taxi ride, basically. And this can be done usually for a fraction of the cost of a taxi, or sometimes even for free. That's just an example of the type of thing that's happening right now. But there's lots of applications coming up for all sorts of different ideas. There's a grocery delivery platform, a chore marketplace. There's a creative and professional services marketplace. These types of things where people are now selling their services or providing them directly to each other through the internet. And it's a kind of crowdsourcing idea. There's millions and millions and millions of people out there that all need these various tasks done. And now they can come together directly because of these types of applications, rather than having to go through companies and corporations to do it. I think it is a very exciting idea and a very exciting time for a lot of people who otherwise might have a difficult time, for example, trying to make a living out of being, you know, a driver who doesn't want to do a taxi type situation. You can suddenly be a driver for one of these ride-sharing ideas or something like that. I think it's a good idea overall, and there's a lot of interesting and innovative things that are happening. But as I say, when the New York Times starts talking about this, I start to get a little bit nervous about what it might mean. But at any rate, they're talking now about the sharing economy. But for people who are interested in these types of ideas and some of the ideas that are out there, I would urge them to take a look at something like shareable.net. That's S-H-A-R-E-A-B-L-E.net, where they have all sorts of stories about different ideas of communities that are doing all sorts of things about off-the-grid living and cooperation, food drives and things like that. In all sorts of places, not only across the U.S., but really around the world.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Mr. James Corbett.
While the storm clouds gather,
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Just a moment. Well, Dr. Stan, during the break, while James and I were talking about all these new jobs, and of course, if you read the controlled media, they tell you, oh, it's wonderful, we've got all these new jobs. But what they don't tell you is they're part-time jobs. Basically, if you only hire somebody less than 30 hours a month, 30 hours a week, you don't have to provide Obamacare for them. And so they're creating all these part-time jobs. And of course, and hiring more people just to avoid having to pay into Obamacare. But basically, the economy is not good. The economy is not good because people don't have money for buying new products. And suddenly, right now, of course, one of the things that keeping the economy going, suddenly automotive sales. But so many of these sales are made with subprime mortgages. In other words, the people really can't afford the cars, and so they're borrowing money that they really shouldn't be allowed to borrow. Is that really a factor, do you think, in maintaining the auto sales?
One more time, what's the factor?
Well, basically, the fact that a lot of the auto loans are subprime loans.
Yes. This is, in fact, a growing concern, and again, one that's being picked up by the media, that there is this subprime market developing in the auto loan industry, which is, I mean, again, it's pretty amazing, but unfortunately, I think that when you have this type of debt-based and loan-based economy that unfortunately drives so much of the economic activity in the United States, it's going to seek out more and more customers in any place that it can find them. So, of course, last decade, there was a lot of the subprime mortgages that led to the creation of the bubble, that led to the popping and the crash of 2007, 2008. And now we're seeing the exact same type of thing being built up in the auto loan industry. It's pretty amazing. And it's pretty worrying. And again, this is a subject that's being picked up by some pretty mainstream reports. And again, the New York Times came out with a report just last week on August 8th, when a car loan means bankruptcy, where they were talking specifically about this subprime auto loan industry that's developing and how this is both blowing up a completely different type of bubble. Again, it is a worrying factor, and unfortunately, not particularly a surprising one, because as I say, this entire economy is increasingly being driven by debt, consumer debt of various kinds. And as amazing as it may seem, given the type of crisis that we just lived through, unfortunately, consumer debt levels in the United States are going up once again, and people are taking on increasing levels of debt. So it is, it's unfortunate, but it is a fact that we are now starting to live through similar things, not only in the auto loan market, but actually again in the mortgage market. Believe it or not, these types of ridiculous mortgages are being signed up to once again. So we're seeing this inflation of yet another bubble. And unfortunately, this is how the American economy, certainly these days, tends to work. It's bubble inflation after bubble inflation. We've seen that since, at the very least, the days of the dot-com bubble inflation back at the turn of the millennium, into the housing bubble of last decade, into the bond bubble of the last few years, which has created the equity bubble and is now giving us the auto subprime auto loan bubble. It's pretty worrying to be watching this. And I think the only indication that we can get from this is that the gutting of the productive capacity of the American economy has led us to a situation where bubble creation is pretty much the only industry that the country has left.
Well, when do these bubbles burst? You know, basically, you can't just keep having everything built upon debt, more and more and more debt. Sooner or later, there has to be a counter-reaction to it.
I think to a certain extent, this is our ability to predict the end of this bubble is limited by our lack of imagination about ways that we can be enticed into greater and greater shares of burdens of debt and bubbles based on that. It's pretty amazing to think that that all of these various types of lending ideas would have been possible even a generation or two ago. I mean, it's difficult for people in my generation to realize that the credit card is not such a ubiquitous and long-standing phenomenon. If you go back a couple of generations, I mean, it was a new idea at the time, and here's an entire vast consumer debt market that has been built up out of nothing. The student loan bubble, again, is something that a couple of generations ago would have been unthinkable, because there wasn't as much of a societal pressure to attend college, and those who did were not paying anywhere near the exorbitant fees that they are today. So there's a lot of factors that go into this, and unfortunately, one of the underlying factors is always government intervention in the marketplace. Whenever government is providing funds or aid for people to do something, like, for example, go to college, it's going to create that type of drive to create a bubble, and more people are going to jump onto it. So it's difficult to imagine where we could possibly go from here, but again, that point of difficult to imagine has happened a number of times over the past decade or two. It's difficult to imagine people will go into more debt, and yet then they continue to go into more debt. So I'm not going to call the end of this particular bubble creation phase of the economy. I'm not sure how much further it can be extended, and I have the feeling that there's probably still ways to get people to sign more and more of their livelihood over to the banks and various types of manipulation. And I think you're right. I mean, at a certain point, people will be so extended that they won't even be able to pay even the interest on the various debts that they have. And at that point, of course, the piper comes to be paid and the money isn't there. And that really does create a problem. And I think the real the real specter of what we see in this creation of these various debt bubbles is the return of the idea of debt servitude of various sorts. I mean, the old debtor's prisons that we think of as some sort of Dickensian relic of the Victorian era or something of that nature very much could be something that might define our economy, you know, just even a decade or two down the road after these debt bubbles have been inflated to their maximum and pop. And that's something that I think we obviously all want to avoid. So I think, again, the idea of getting out of debt is probably the number one part of any financial strategy. For anyone who's listening to this, I think the idea of taking on more debt in order to play the markets or what have you is not only a self-defeating strategy, but a strategy that could very much end in the destruction of the entire economy itself.
Well, of course, one of the big things that we can maintain this massive debt is because the interest rates are so low, you don't have to pay that much in the way of interest. But how long can they keep the interest rates down? Can they do that indefinitely? Because once they start to raise those interest rates, a whole lot of people are going to start defaulting on their debts.
That's exactly right. And of course, this week is the annual meeting of central bankers from around the world at Jackson Hole in Wyoming, where, of course, Janet Yellen is going to be giving her keynote speech on Friday, talking about the Federal Reserve and what it's going to be up to. The theme of this year's conference is the labor market and what's happening there. So she's obviously going to address that. And that's going to be a key factor in whether or not the Fed is going to be raising rates now or later on this year. But they have indicated, the forward guidance is that the Federal Reserve will start raising rates later on in the year, all things being equal. And everyone is starting to factor that into their equations, all the analysts. So I think you're right again. I mean, the interest rates are going to go up from here. They certainly can't go down. And when those rates start to rise and people find it suddenly starting to squeeze on the various debts that they have, that's going to obviously create some economic burdens for people that is only going to be exacerbated as those rates continue to rise. And the only possible thing that the Federal Reserve can do is pump more of that funny money fiat into the system as a way of trying to counteract that. But again, they can't continue to do that and keep the rates down forever. The rates will eventually rise. And when they do, that's going to create a squeeze, and it's going to put a lot of people in those debt burdens into a situation where they simply can't service their debt anymore. And that's where I think we start to see the people starting to fall through the cracks of the economy, which can create that steamroller effect and start gathering more and more momentum as more and more people start falling through those cracks. And that's certainly something we don't want to see. And that would really be, I think, the precipitation of that popping of that bubble that we're talking about.
Agreed. Well, let's talk a little bit about what's going on over in Europe, because so many of the countries there certainly are already can't pay their debts. Certainly the economy is not providing sufficient funding. They're having to borrow money. We're talking about Portugal and Italy and some of the other Spain, having to borrow money just to keep running. But they've been able to rely on Germany. Germany has had a strong economy. But now, certainly with the sanctions we put sanctions on the Russians, the Russians have turned and put sanctions on Europe. And my understanding is they put sanctions on Germany, which is one of their largest trading partners. And this has begun to have an impact on Germany and cutting back on its economy. Have you heard about that? Is this a factor? Is this something we should be concerned about?
Well, it's certainly something Europeans should be concerned about. In fact, I'm looking at a list right now of the top food suppliers to Russia who were affected by Russia's recent food import ban. And of course, number one is Germany with $1.83 billion of various food imports over the course of a year, followed by Poland, USA, Netherlands, France, Italy, Spain, each well over $1 billion of imports. So this is, again, this is a significant sanction that's been placed on these countries and a significant burden on the already stalled European economy. In fact, the European Commission has just announced that it's going to provide as much as 125 million euros of aid to compensate the various countries that are going to be affected by this ban, which is perhaps just a drop in the bucket. As I say, Germany alone with $1.83 billion of exports to Russia each year. And on top of that, we've just gotten the flash GDP rating for the Eurozone in Q2, and it fell short of analysts' expectations. Analysts were only expecting 0.2% growth. It looks like it's coming in under that. So they're actually expecting for the entire year the GDP growth rate for Europe to fall under 1%, which is, of course, a sign of a completely stagnant economy, which is the great problem, the great concern, the fact that now the European Central Bank has actually set negative interest rates in order to try to get something moving through the economy, and it's had absolutely no effect whatsoever in stimulating anything.
Well, let me just comment. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you'd like to talk to our guest, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, Hail, this is Dr. Stan. We're just talking about Sydney about the fact that economic sanctions are a form of warfare, that certainly the economic sanctions have been applied to Europe by the Russians and to Russia by the Europeans, certainly is going to have a profound impact. And that certainly there is a shooting war going on over in Ukraine. We have no idea how many thousands of people have been killed in these battles that are waging there. And basically they have so many things now that simply they divert our attention away. So we can't focus on any one issue. But of course we have the war in Syria. We have the war in Iraq. We have the political unrest in Egypt and in Tunisia and in Libya. We have certainly the economic problems as far as potential for war with Turkey. We have the conflict or potential conflict between Israel and Iran. So basically it looks like the whole world is sort of on the edge of some major cataclysmic event. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, I'd like your take on what's going on over in that part of the world today.
Well, I think we have to understand that one of the deciding factors of what's happening over there is the United States and its policy towards the region. It certainly has the ability to pivot this conflict one way or another should it actually seriously devote its attention and resources to it. But there is the question these days, of course, of not only America's declining economic capacity and its ability to throw its economic weight around, but as a result of that, also its military overextension throughout the world. It's involved in many different areas at the same time, which depletes its ability to act in any one area decisively. And when you combine that with the lack of political capital on the geopolitical stage these days, with a lot of that political capital having been spent and wasted in, for example, in Iraq, so that very few people on the world stage are willing to get behind America when it tries to rally the war flags, as we saw in Syria last year, it's interesting to watch this situation developing and seeing that the United States is not able to simply throw its weight into the arena simply by saying some words. So I think we've seen, obviously, since the start of this conflict, the United States has obviously been in support of the regime in Kiev that they helped put into power, as was revealed in that leaked conversation with the U.S. Secretary, not Secretary of State, the U.S. State Department official, in that leaked conversation talking about who they wanted in power in the new Ukrainian government. I think that it's obvious that America has its stake in what's happening right now, but I don't think it's able to really influence what's happening in a significant way. And that's an interesting phenomenon, because I think it shows that there is a new chessboard developing, if you will. It's no longer the ability of the United States to act unilaterally. It's lost that single unitary superpower status that it's enjoyed since the collapse of the Soviet Union. And I think this is significant. It's not that there's any one competitor on that chessboard that can stand up to the United States, but we're starting to see groups of competitors rising, and obviously this creates a different playing field. So, for example, in Ukraine specifically, we can have events like the downing of MH17, and what was the ultimate geopolitical outcome of that? It's very inconclusive. It seems to have just disappeared from the news cycle because there was no conclusive evidence even attempted to be offered by the United States as to what really happened there, or trying to connect that to Russia in some way. So I think that unless they have some sort of actual slam dunk evidence, not the type of slam dunk evidence that they used in the run up to Iraq, there's no way that they can use that on the world stage to try to convict Putin in the court of public opinion. And this, again, is just a reflection of the general decline of, I guess, the Pax Americana age. And it's always a question of what's rising to take the place of that. And I think we're starting to see the beginnings of that new world order, I suppose, if you want to call it that, coming into view. But it's not at all certain who's going to be the major players in this new order.
Well, there are many, many people, of course, would like to tell you it's going to be the United States. And I don't necessarily think so at all. It's, if you study prophecy, well, you find out that the That's seven heads and 10, what I forgot now, the beast is. They're listed with their seven heads and 10 horns, something like that. And that many people believe that is the current system that we have, and it is going to be destroyed. Under any circumstances, if you have a question for our guest, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We can look at this from a geopolitical point of view. We can look at it from a prophetic point of view. And you pay your money, pay your choices. It really is your religious perspective. I happen to look at things from the prophetic point of view. But give us a call if you have a question for James. We're living in frightening times, and the world we've known, I think, is going to cease to exist very, very soon. We'll be back in a moment. Give us a call.
While the storm clouds gather,
hi, this is Joyce Wiley. All across the world, the miracle is a miracle. Miracle's products are now used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is James Corbett, and he's certainly talking about what's going on over in China. And basically, they've created a tremendous bubble, or whether it be the housing bubble or the credit bubble or so the industrial bubble. But, of course, the whole thing over there is built upon sand and quicksand. And even though you are a dictatorship, you still cannot keep spending money that you don't have without eventually destroying the economy. Well, we have Frank calling us from Salinas. But before we get to Frank from Salinas, I'm going to ask if you would tell our listeners how they can get to the International Forecaster. James writes the lead editorial for the International Forecaster every twice a week. And then how people can get to your website, James, and get your material.
Well, absolutely. If people are interested in the International Forecaster, I hope they'll go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's all one word, theinternationalforecaster.com. And there you can find examples of my lead editorial that, as you say, I write for each edition of the newsletter, which comes out twice a week on Wednesdays and Saturdays, usually about 30 to 40 pages of information, not only my editorial, but other editorials besides. And if you go to theinternationalforecaster.com right now, you can see my latest editorial was posted up there, What the World Bank Actually Does, talking about the World Bank, which has been talked about more and more in recent months as a result of the new BRICS Development Bank. A lot of people are asking, well, what is the World Bank and why is that important and what is the BRICS Bank going to do to it? So I wrote an editorial on that. The second part of that editorial will be coming out this weekend, where I write about the BRICS Development Bank. So people who are interested in subscribing for more about that, please go to theinternationalforecaster.com, or you can write in P.O. Box 7752, Winter Haven, Florida, 33883. That's P.O. Box 7752, Winter Haven, Florida, 33883. Or, of course, you can access my own work directly at my website, CorbettReport.com. That's CorbettReport.com.
All right, fine. Thank you, James. And right now we have Frank calling from Salinas. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But Frank, do you have a question or comment?
A question. Is the Chinese yuan pegged to the dollar at 12.5 or something like that?
Yes, the yuan is pegged to the dollar. I don't know what the current peg is, but yes, it is pegged.
Now, who sets the peg?
That would be the Chinese government itself. And that's been a point of contention over the last several years, where America and some of China's other trading partners have argued that China keeps the peg artificially low to give their exports an advantage, a competitive advantage. So there's been a lot of geopolitical and pressure placed on China to raise that peg. And it is gradually doing so, with the expectation that at some point they're actually going to make the yuan into a fully convertible currency, i.e. it will be a floating currency. It won't be pegged to the dollar. But that's still a few years down the road. So they're gradually bringing it in line with what analysts think it actually should be at this point.
And basically, as we see these things unfolding, Frank, it becomes increasingly obvious, at least to me, that the United States is not going to lead this new economic system that's going to be pushed to one side. And China, or probably a group of nations, are going to take the economic leadership. And that may very well explain what we read in the scriptures about the destruction of the beast with seven heads and ten horns, which many people believe is the American economic system. Anything else you wanted to ask, Frank?
Are there any other currencies that are pegged to the dollar?
There are a number of currencies that are still pegged to the dollar. And I want to say, for example, the Argentinian peso. I'm not actually... I can't remember the specifics of that, but I can assure you, yes, there are some currencies that are still pegged to the dollar, and that's somewhat of a holdover from the old Bretton Woods system that was, of course, the financial architecture created for the world after World War II, where most of the currencies were pegged to the dollar, which was pegged to gold, so it was kind of a de facto gold standard. Obviously, a lot of those pegs have been removed in the ensuing decades, but some of them still remain.
Okay, fine. Thanks for calling, Frank. And let's go to John, who's calling from Spokane. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But basically, the American monetary system, the American economic system, is the foundation of what's going on today. But it's increasingly suddenly uncertain, which is why we find that the so-called BRIC nations, that's Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and now Argentina and several other countries appear to be joining together into a new economic system, which will replace the American economic system and will certainly cause many Americans to lose half or two-thirds of the value of their life savings as our economic system collapses. John from Spokane, give us your question.
James, can you tell me what is the first off, what is the IMF? What it actually is, And what is the relationship between the IMF and the World Bank?
Excellent question, and a very common question, because I think most people understand that both institutions have something to do with poverty in the third world, and the idea, at least, of trying to lend or give aid to the third world. That's at least what they're supposed to be about. But what is the actual difference between them? Part of the confusion in terms of how they actually divvy up what they do comes from the names themselves. In fact, John Maynard Keynes, who, of course, is not only the name behind Keynesianism, but was also the figure behind the creation of the Bretton Woods system and kind of the father of the IMF, he said that he thought the confusion came in the name itself. He thought that the International Monetary Fund should be called a bank and the World Bank should be called a fund. Basically, the IMF is more concerned with financial matters. It's more about trying to maintain the balance of trade between countries and make sure that there's no defaults in terms of one country that has way too many exports and not enough imports, so that it loses all of its dollar holdings and can't supply them and things of that nature. It's meant to try to keep that balance of trade going and looking at the financial infrastructure and architecture of what connects countries between each other. The World Bank is more specifically about development of infrastructure. It lends to long-term loans based on trying to develop sectors, sectoral reform, infrastructure development, that type of thing. So that's kind of the broad overview. And there is obviously a lot of overlap between what they do, and the IMF provides various types of loans and grants and aid to economies, as does the World Bank. So again, there's a lot of overlap. And they come together throughout many meetings throughout the year, and they coordinate aid and development funding to different countries. So again, it's not exactly, I mean, there's a lot of confusion over what, but again, I hope people will go to the internationalforecaster.com and read through where I do talk a little bit about that difference and what differentiates the IMF from the World Bank.
And I think it's vitally important that people understand that the world monetary system is a cabal, and this small cabal made up of people of great wealth really are governing certainly the banks of the world. They control the monetary system, and basically through that they're able to control the governments. They work through a series of secret meetings. Now, if you have any question about what I'm saying, you need to get Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. At the top of page 324, he talks about how the central bankers have another plan, and that is specifically to set up a financial system in private hands, a secret financial system in private hands, able to control the governments of all the countries of the world and the economy of the world as a whole. That's what it's all about. They work in secret, and they do a wonderful, wonderful job of bringing about what they believe is a one-world government. But unfortunately, sooner or later, this whole thing's going to collapse. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Quotation I gave you, top of page 324, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. And now, John, did you have anything else you wanted to ask?
Are those two institutions owned by any individuals or whatever?
No, they're both offshoots of, I believe, of the United Nations. I believe they come under the UN umbrella, but they are actually institutions that are subscribed to by various countries. The IMF tends to get the vast majority of its funding from its subscribers, its member nations. And obviously the number one funder for the IMF is the United States. The World Bank is slightly different. It actually funds its lending operations on the global bond market, so it doesn't get most of its funding from its members, but it does have member nations that are a part of it. It's not owned per se like that, but it is certainly controlled through a structure that gives, for example, in the IMF case, tends to give a lot of the power to the nations that provide the most funding. And the World Bank also is pretty much controlled by the developed world, as it were. And there's been a lot of fights in recent years about trying to reform the leadership structure and the tradition of giving the World Bank president title to an American and the IMF president title to a European. That's been pretty much set in stone since those organizations were created. There's been a lot of talk about reforming that idea, but so far that's basically been talked, which is one of the factors behind the creation of this new BRICS development bank.
But John, it's all part of this whole program by this small group of people to control the finances of the world. Anything else you wanted to ask?
This is fascinating. I have one last question, if you don't mind. Now, essentially what I understand then is that the IMF and the World Bank are sort of a governmental structure. Much like, it's not owned, much like a government of a country is not owned, but it's a structure that people pay into. I understand that our taxes as individuals, income tax, goes pretty much to the IMF. And so would you say that this is a governmental structure that holds in place, you might say, the interests of the Rothschild banking industry throughout the world?
I guess I see what you're saying, and there's a sense in which you can say that. There are certain functions that that I think would be necessary to say it was an actual governing structure that these institutions don't have. I mean, for example, a government usually has a power of taxation and a power to actually require someone to pay funds to it through the threat of force. Obviously, neither of these institutions have that. Membership is voluntary, and there's certainly no minimum amount that people have to pay or things of that nature. People, various countries set their own funding rate. So, I mean, I think in that sense, it's not exactly equivalent, but it is certainly the financial infrastructure and architecture which could be built upon by some sort of global governmental structure. And I think it certainly is wielded as a tool by the bankers for the benefit of the bankers. And that's something that probably best or most famously brought out by John Perkins in his Confessions of an Economic Hitman, where he talks specifically about that process and how World Bank and IMF funding is used to enslave various nations and to also enrich crony-connected banker-owned corporations at the same time. That's well understood. But I think the government analogy is not perfect, but there is a sense in which it functions in something of a similar way, and it certainly is a stick for the bankers to use.
But, John, I do not believe for one minute that they get all of our taxes. I don't know where you got that idea. Anyway, thanks very much for your call. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Well, James, certainly, where do you think things are going? What should people be doing to protect themselves and their life savings at this time?
Well, again, as I usually stress, I think for protection of the long-term savings, I think precious metals, as I always say, has been a good store of value for thousands of years and will presumably continue to be so for the next few. And it's certainly always a hedge against whatever type of collapse scenario may be coming. And always, I think physical assets, especially actual real estate that you can physically possess and use in the event of a collapse scenario is always a good thing. But again, I wouldn't go into great levels of debt in order to acquire that. And in terms of what people can or should be doing, again, I'd like to bring this back to what we talked about at the top of this conversation, which is the idea of a sharing economy and the types of things and ideas that people are using right now to try to go around the systems and structures that have been placed on us, all these governmental mechanisms for requiring licensing for everything that you ever do, from getting a taxi to getting a haircut. The person who's providing that service nominally is supposed to be licensed and accredited by the will of the government. This is a silly and arbitrary way of trying to cap basically the entrepreneurial spirit, which still underlies what America was founded on and what it has been for most of its history. And unfortunately, there's a lot of bureaucratic red tape these days, but there are people finding ways around that through things like the sharing economy that I think is at least one way of trying to build our way out from under the edifice that the banksters have erected as a type of prison, really, to keep people in their little cages in the economy. And I think that there's a much, much more exciting economy that's coming into view, but of course, it's a question of whether we can build that up before the current economy that's been placed around us collapses. And it's always a race against the banksters and what they have up their sleeves as the next magic trick.
And basically, I think, though, that the banksters are having some very, very real problems. I mean, certainly they've been able to create an amazing, amazing structure with amazing power. Certainly, America is the mightiest nation in the world. It's built upon our banking system. We certainly control governments all throughout the world, and we suddenly kill national leaders, either kill or assassinate, or suddenly depose national leaders that don't go along with our program. But the whole system, in my estimation, is beginning to crumble. They're having real financial problems. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. You have a question for James? Well, certainly, James, how should people go about buying gold and silver? Just go to any salesperson? How would they go about doing that if they've never bought gold or silver before?
Well, I think just generally speaking in general terms, I would say it's like any other big ticket item that you make a purchase for. Obviously, you don't just go out and go to the first dealer and buy the first thing that you see. You shop around, you talk to other people who have bought from that dealer, you try to get some references, you find out what the word on the street is, you look on the internet for reviews, you try to source it out, and obviously start with your first purchase. Don't buy everything all at once. Buy a little bit and see how that goes, and gradually increase your purchases. And I think it's like any other type of big ticket item. Just try to ease your way into it, and don't necessarily, you don't have to put all your eggs in any one basket. I'd say shop around and try to find what works best for you in your area.
Well, do you think people should have a 25% of their wealth in gold and silver, 50%, 75%? What would you suggest?
Well, again, that depends and varies greatly between people and their various portfolios. I wouldn't want to say specifically, but the 25% number has been suggested by a number of analysts.
All right, fine. Well, of course, our guest is James Corbett, and we'll be back in just a moment here to wrap up this program here at Radio Liberty. Just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. 800-800-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at getting ready to wrap up this program for tonight. Now, basically, as you know, I'm taking some therapy, and so we're only going to be doing tonight just 1 hour, but you have a fascinating replay for the second hour. You'll find it fascinating. If you only want to listen, it's going to be a better program we've done in the past, and we'll be doing that several times this week. We'll try to get you one good program in the evening, and then one or two the evenings we'll have our regular program. The other evenings we won't. But certainly this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener supported. We do 5 hours of talk radio 5 days a week, except now, of course, we may be missing an occasional evening program with a replay, but you'll certainly want to hear that, get other people listening. But we need your help so that we can maintain this network of stations out across America, and where we bring you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. So, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, it's as simple as calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And basically, Sydney, tell the people there that you'd like to help Radio Liberty. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can send Sydney a gift. Why, you can certainly get the books and tape sets and the other things that we offer for sale, because all the money certainly goes to maintaining our network of stations. And basically, of course, we do hope that we have a new 4-CD set out called Dangerous Electricity. We certainly have a 4-CD set on Did Hitler Escape? And actually, Hitler did escape. This is what most people don't understand. And then we financed the Germans all during the Second World War. That is a 4-CD set called it, The War Against the Jews, by my interviews with John Loftus. And then the book, America's Nazi Secret, written by John Loftus, who had a security clearance 3 levels above top secret. And believe me, everything was done to prevent him from writing a book. So, because you're supposed to believe that the Second World War was a real war, and that all those people died for a purpose. They were fighting for America, and they really weren't. It was all contrived, ladies and gentlemen, just like Vietnam, where all during the Vietnam War, we financed the communists, who financed the North Vietnamese, who financed the South Vietnamese, who killed our boys. I was personally told by General Lew Walt and by Ambassador Sidney Sullivan we could have won the war in 6 weeks. Instead, we fought for a decade in a no-win war, taking the same hill over and over and over again, and eventually lost the war. But it never was a real war. And until you understand that, and all of the wars are contrived, whether it be the first Gulf War or the second Gulf War, and I believe that we're going to have another war, an even more bloody war than we've ever had before. I think it's a matter not of if, but when it's going to come about, and we'll try to anticipate for you and give you the warning signs as it happens. But we do need your help to maintain our network of Sunday of support. So if you'd like to call us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that you'll go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our radio programs 4 hours a day live and 24 hours a day archived. You can watch our DVDs. You can read our newsletters. You can read certainly the various things that we have there. We have a section on items on the internet. We hope that you'll go there. I said you can read my population control agenda monograph. Read about the Georgia Guidestones. And there are all sorts of great links there. So we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until, tomorrow evening at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair, as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America.
Beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Virginia Farber, and we're going to be talking about electromagnetic pulse and the danger of electromagnetic pulse. Virginia, Sunny, please come right ahead and tell our listeners a little bit about your background and why you think that is a very real problem. And I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, having studied this and reading a book on it at the present time, this is one of the largest and most dangerous situations facing America today. And the average American has no knowledge of the danger of the weapon that he is carrying within him. Most 90% of Americans are carrying one of these, and they are affecting certainly their health, they're affecting their fertility, they are promoting cancer and dementia, and we call them cell phones. But go right ahead, Virginia.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Stan. Yes, in 2008, I had a son that was diagnosed with glioblastoma brain cancer, and the neurosurgeon out of Poway, California, told us that his cell phone was the cause. And my son only survived 7 months. And then it was actually August 7th of 2009, after my son had passed, I was on the internet and I had been looking up cell phones and brain cancer during this whole time. It was about a year. And I found articles on the internet about a brain cancer cluster on the San Diego State University campus. So I immediately started.
And that was, of course, that was where your son was.
Right. Yes. My son was, these articles all referred to, several people that had, passed away, and they'd all, been in one room and in one building on campus. And, so anyway, I started investigating and I started calling the administration, and I could not get any answers from them. So I started, in these articles, they referred to a cell tower that was on campus. So I started asking the administration what the power signals were, the direction of the signals. And they did send me the nuts and bolts of the tower. But then after I started asking the hard questions, I wasn't getting any answers back. So, and then in the articles as well, it said that the cell tower was installed in 2005, and I found articles where it was installed in 2002. And so this is what brought me onto this journey about what this stuff can do to the human body, and I'm just trying to put the warning out to people. So, and especially now, we are, this is more important than ever because Comcast is, people may be hearing that they're installing hotspot Wi-Fi in our cities and towns, and they've developed things called light radio cubes, which are little cubes that will replace cell towers. And next year, we're supposed to have outer nets that will be satellites that will be beamed down Wi-Fi onto it. So I need to get the word out.
All right, fine. I don't think most people, basically we've had electric things for a long time, but these with the electric fields, the electromagnetic fields, have a great effect, a potential effect on the health of people. We're going to be back here in just a moment. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You got a question or comment? Don't be bashful. Give us a call. Be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued.
Let us swear allegiance to
a land that's free.
Let us all be grateful for a land full of faith as we raise our voices.
Gold and silver trading was founded
in
on
a solid
toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. To order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Virginia Farver. And we're talking about electromagnetic fields now. Certainly when I was growing up, everybody had electricity. We had incandescent light bulbs. They weren't a problem. But we did have fluorescent light bulbs as well. And I know certainly in my own medical office, certainly where we had fluorescent light bulbs, certainly almost a number of my secretaries died of cancer. I never even gave it a thought. But of course, fluorescent light bulbs do permit actually create these electromagnetic fields. But now certainly we have no things. We have Wi-Fi. We have broadband. We certainly have smart meters and smart of appliances and smart grid. And we have certainly the cell phones. Everybody has a cell phone. And then the cell phone towers. And now, of course, we have our computers that certainly are not plug-in. If you're on a plug-in, there would be an entire situation. And then, of course, over you have an electromagnetic field to run your computer. Virginia, why don't you pick up your story and tell our listeners what you have learned about this real terrible danger and certainly the science scientific studies, animal studies, that show the health hazards and the death and infertility that follows the use of these electromagnetic fields. Go ahead.
Well, the cell tower on the SDSU campus actually has all of the government NITRID, it's NITRD agencies on it, and it has all of the San Diego Spawar agencies on it. And I found documents in 2002, this cell tower could transmit up to 72 miles, and it was actually upgraded several times over the last few years. So the last document I found was it was able to transmit up to 95 miles. And this thing's a backbone node to the UC Supercomputer Center in San Diego. And both are connected to the Stanford University VLF Research Group. And if you look that up, it's HARP. And so, but I also have told Dr. Stan that I've investigated two other cancer clusters that were happening at the same time. And one was at the UC San Diego campus. And this involved 15 people, 8 women who died from breast cancer that were in a room in the literature building on campus. And right next to this room was the elevator and where all the electrical equipment was housed for the whole building. And high EMFs were found in this. And also the interesting thing is Dr. Lika Kifet, who works for the Electrical Power Research Institute, was put in charge of this cancer cluster. And now she is testifying about the safety of smart meters. So she's actually an industry darling for the and this is what is going on. And then I
now is she testifying saying that they are safe or that they're not safe?
Yes, she's saying that they're safe. And
how does he explain these cancer clusters?
Well, what they have done, and this is what has happened. And I also looked into a Cal Elementary School cancer cluster that was in Carlsbad, where several kids had become sick with leukemias and brain tumors. Well, there was a gentleman that I'm friends with that's actually an EMF expert in the area, and he said that there's large high-tension power lines that cross the school property. And we took the investigation another step, and there were 59 cell towers and 219 antennas within a 4-mile radius of this school. So what happened in all three incidents, the same people that wrote the report for SDSU wrote the report for Kelly Elementary School and at UC San Diego. All three schools had they had epidemiology reports written, and all investigations stopped. And these are just mere statistics is all that will tell you. What really needed to be done, Dr. Stan, was toxicology studies. And this is how the schools have gotten away with it.
Well, basically, have there been any lawsuits brought against the schools for some of these cancer clusters?
Well, there's several lawsuits coming up. There are lawsuits coming out now about the smart meters. And we just found out about a week ago that these lawsuits can go forward. And there's one out of Los Angeles now that's on their second filing because people have gotten so sick with these meters on their homes. And so, and this is what I want to tell people about that cell tower on that campus. It's actually connected to several different grids, and they actually form what's called the smart grid. So I have said that this smart meter this smart grid has already caused death. So, and yes, there are law firms that have this information.
Well, really, I was certainly reading a book here on this. Now, what would be so interesting is the animal studies. Have you looked into the animal studies and what happens to animals that are suddenly exposed to these electromagnetic fields?
Yes. Most of the non-industry-funded studies are all finding cell damage to any kind of animal studies that there are. And anyway, that's what's going on. And
let me repeat that. All the non-industry studies are showing that suddenly there is damage to the animals, and suddenly there's one study that shows after 5 generations why these animals become irreversibly sterile. In other words, they can't have children. They know exactly what they're doing. They have the animal studies. One of the interesting things is if a man suddenly carries the cell phone on his belt, why, of course, his sperm count is going to drop and drop dramatically, and it is reversible, at least for a time. And the same thing is true as far as a woman, her fertility goes down. They know this. They have the studies. And you're not hearing about it because they control the media. That's what I call the brotherhood. And they are actively destroying the lives and health of people all across America. Would you agree or disagree with that, Virginia?
Oh, I very much agree with it. I get contacted fairly regularly about somebody that has become sick with some form of cancer, and there have been some other deaths on the campus that are right in that same area as well. So, you know, there's a potential for a lot of people to become very ill from this. And I just want to get the message out because the cell tower is still on campus. And also the FDA just a couple of months ago contacting the FCC concerning cell towers in the wilderness and the damage it could do to the wildlife in the wilderness. So it's crazy what's going on right now, and it needs to stop. And we need to start getting warning labels on cell phones and yanking the Wi-Fi out of our schools and getting these smart meters off of our homes.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. 90% of our people have a cell phone, and every one of those is potentially lethal weapon, in my estimation. What are your thoughts on that?
That's exactly what it is. I've seen reports that have come out of even countries like Costa Rica, where there's 8 million people, but they have 14 million cell phones. And this is a problem, Dr. Stan, because you have to have the cell towers. And every time they up the strength of a cell phone, thus goes the strength of a cell tower. Then up goes the strength in the cell towers themselves. So we have to be very, very careful. There, you know, I'm trying to warn parents not to let their kids have these things. The autism rates are actually 1 in 42 boys are getting autism now. That's a new change in this. And right now it's a class 2B carcinogen, the same as DDT, lead, chloroform, and asbestos. So that's what you need to start telling your city council members. And we need to get these cell phones away from these little kids, and because their brains don't fully develop until they're mid-20s.
No, basically, you were just saying that this certainly is a hazardous instrument. Who has actually made that statement?
Who has made the statement?
Yes, is that any sort of an official government position?
Well, there's a lot of people that know. There's a lot of scientists that are coming out. Oleo Hansen, who is from the Karolinska Institute out of Sweden, and he's on the World Health Organization board, actually sent me articles that he published in April. It says the health concerns from wireless, the debate is over. It's been biologically proven now. Anyway, they're just trying to get the word out. And they said if the International Agency for Research on Cancer were to meet today, they would change that classification to a class 2A. And also, underwriters for insurance companies will not insure the wireless industry. So Lloyd's of London, AM Best, and RE Swiss will not insure the wireless industry because they know that this stuff is harmful. And I'm also in a movie called Take Back Your Power, and you can look it up online. It's www.takebackyourpower.net. And I actually just got good news last week that this will be shown in I live in the Colorado area. It will be shown on television for the CPT 12 station, and that's the Colorado public television. So hopefully we can start getting this movie out to the public so they can be aware of what they're being exposed to with these meters.
Well, do you have any other good speakers, scientists, who would be willing to come on radio and talk about the lethal, certainly potentially lethal, and damaging effects, certainly, of the electromagnetic fields?
Yes, I could probably contact some of them and see if they'd be willing to.
Well, if you would, I would really appreciate it, because I think it's a vitally important subject. Ladies and gentlemen, we are under attack today. We're not under attack. We have nothing to worry about as far as America is concerned. What's going on over in Iraq or Iran or in Syria? We're under attack in America today, and they know exactly what they're doing. And basically, the cell phones and electromagnetic fields are damaging the health of the vast majority of our people, and down the line is going to have disastrous effects. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call. We'll look forward to hearing from you.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dr. Stan back here. I guess it's just Virginia Farber. And I know, Virginia, you're doing everything you can to get the information out, to contact people. But what you tell people about what's going on, suddenly most people have either a cordless computer, they have Wi-Fi or broadband, or they have a cell phone. Are most people really concerned about the very real danger that they face?
Most people don't seem to be too concerned, and that's actually very frightening to me, Dr. Stan, because, most people just seem to think that it's just so widespread that there's nothing anybody's going to be able to do about it. Shouldn't happen, because, cancer rates are off the charts right now, and they are expected to go from 14 million a year to over 22 million a year. So this is what's happening. And so many of these kids, are starting with this wireless stuff at a younger and younger age. And it's very, very damaging. I just got a report from, Paul Martin, and it's P-A-L-L out of Washington State University today. And he's talking that they have all this research that's now coming out where, this stuff, can, interact with your hormones and produce major stress on the body, including oxidative stress, elevated single and double strand breaks in the DNA, breakdown of the blood-brain barrier, cancer, melatonin loss, sleep dysfunction, female and male infertility, and increases in allergies and inflammation. And it was interesting in one, in this report, in one paragraph, he writes that, smart meters should be abolished because they use short, high-intensity pulses of microwave radiation. And it states clearly right here, it says it has been known for over 30 years that short microwave pulses can cause massive cellular damage. So this is something that's going to affect everybody. And I was actually contacted this week by a lady that works in a local hospital, and over the last 2 weeks, they've had unusual amounts of 12 and 13-year-old kids coming into the hospital with severe depression and suicidal thoughts. So this stuff, it can very, very much affect people, and the kids are real susceptible because, you know, they're still growing, and that's the problem.
And the thing is, of course, the younger you suddenly come into contact with these electromagnetic fields, the more damage they can do to your brain. They can break down the brain, the blood-brain barrier, and they can allow all sorts of toxins to get through. They can actually change your hormone makeup. And the average individual has never even heard of this danger. Our attention is focused halfway around the world, where we are under attack today with cell phones and electromagnetic fields. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Now, we do have a four-tape set available for the Radio Liberty on smartphones, and you should call and get it. A four-tape set on smartphones, you can get that from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But we're putting together a four-CD set, suddenly going into the background of the danger from the electromagnetic pulse. Everybody should know about it, and the fact that you don't is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe. Would you agree or disagree with that, Virginia?
I very much agree with that. And you're not going to hear this on the mainstream news. And I found that out with SDSU, and I found out about these cancer clusters. I tried to get the mainstream news to do a story, and they wouldn't do it. And I actually got a phone call from a gentleman from the San Diego Tribune at home one day, and he said he was very sorry to hear about my son, but he said, this story will never get out. And I asked him why, and he said, because of money. So this is what's going on.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is not imaginary. This is very, very real. And that's why you need to get the information on smart meters. You need to get the information on electromagnetic fields. And we'll be, as I say, we're well along the way to getting this a 4CD, et cetera. And you can get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. America suddenly is under attack today from within. Now, people say, well, if this is such a big problem, why the media would tell us? The media is not going to tell you. The media is part of the problem. Our telephone numbers, again, 1-800-544-8927 to get the 4CD set on smart meters. And if you have a question or comment, for our guests, Virginia, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call. Look forward to hearing from you.
While a storm cloud gathers.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Virginia Farber. We're talking about the very real threat to almost every American today from the electromagnetic fields that are actually being produced by cell phones and by cordless computers and the other things that we've talked about. Our telephone number, if you have a question for our guest, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Sydney, here in the Central Coast of California. Virginia, how can people get in touch with you? How can they certainly get Sydney, your material? How can they get your website? And what can they do to help us get the information out?
Well, right now I'm referring people to the Take Back Your Power website. It's www.takebackyourpower.net. And anybody can contact me through that if they need to. And also, author Katie Singer just released a book with my son's story in it. And with all, it's actually jam-packed full of information, too.
Now, what is this new book, Virginia?
It's called The Electronic Silent Spring.
Silent Spring, and how can people get that?
Okay, the website is www.theelectronicsilentspring.com. Katie's going to keep updates on that as well. And also, Frank Clegg, the former head of Microsoft Canada, has endorsed this book. So this is huge. And he's actually fighting the wireless industry, too. So this is fantastic news.
All right, fine. And certainly, we are going to be sharing that book. We're going to have it available through Radio Liberty. We've already put the order in. We think it's important that people get the information and help us to get it out, because it is really so almost unbelievable. But if you're out there and you have a cell phone, why don't you give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. This is something that has sort of exploded. It's 90% of the people have cell phones. And suddenly you see these kids using them, but very, very young children using these. And they are amazing. They truly are with it. You can send pictures. You can have this information at your fingertips. But at what cost and what amount of damage is being done by these? So basically, as we do, are you getting much of an opportunity to be on radio or on television, Virginia?
Yes, and I've actually been working with groups around town to show the movie Take Back Your Power and passing out the book and trying to speak to as many people as I can, because this is very, very important. I want people to know what EHS symptoms are, electrohypersensitivity symptoms, and do not take these lightly. If your kids have fatigue or get headaches or have concentration or memory problems, there's several. Make sure you look these up on the internet and just do not take these lightly. And especially now with these smart meters that have been put on all of our homes, I mean, there's just no escape from it. And I was actually in a conference on a phone conference with Curtis Bennett, and he is the thermal guide, and I think it's thethermalguide.com, and he has an environmental firm called Thermographic, and he has testified in Canada for their safety code 6 and here in the United States for the FCC, and he's testified in Texas as well. But on this phone call, he basically, and if you look up his information, one smart meter, a transmitter can transmit up to 5 square miles, and a collector unit. Now, in my town, these are on our light poles outside on our arterial streets, and those alone can transmit up to 125 square miles. And also, and people need to know this too, Dr. Stan, that this smart grid also includes surveillance cameras that they will be putting up all over our cities and towns. So we're not going to be able to do anything in privacy anymore. So that's all part of this as well.
Well, basically, of course, do these surveillance cameras, obviously, I have any electromagnetic field affiliated with them?
I haven't checked into that so much, but I would not doubt it. So we have people that are looking into that further right now.
Okay, you let me know what they come up with. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience and you are concerned, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And right now, let's go to Matt calling from New York. Hi, Matt. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I've got a question. With all this being said, my daughter's 15 years old. She has a cell phone. She's always on it. I myself have a business, and I'm always on my cell phone. What do you suggest? What should I do? Stop, discontinue using it, or
well,
what do you do?
Just try to cut down on it is my suggestion. When I found all this out in 2008, I got rid of my cell phone, and I'm going to be very honest with the audience. For the first 2 or 3 months, it was pretty hard, but I don't even miss it now. And, you know, if I have, you realize that you can jot down things that you need to remember, and when you get to a phone, you can call. That's a big problem with this stuff is people are addicted, and this is becoming a real problem for kids. I mean, they're even having surgeries on their fingers from texting so much. And these scientists are worried because these young kids are putting cell phones under their pillows at night. And I actually know of a woman that here in the area that I live that didn't own a cell phone, but she would be on her, I'm not sure what they're called, not a laptop, but a little iPad
right.
or something. And she would put that under her pillow at night because it kept her pillow warm.
And so basically, Matt, I will tell you that I do not have a cell phone. I will not. I probably use a cell phone once or twice a year. We do have a portable a phone that in our home, and I use it just as little as I possibly can. Well, you're going to have to learn, as long as you're on a phone with a cord on it, you're not getting electromagnetic pulse. And your daughter must understand the very real danger that she faces from this. Anything else, Matt?
No, that'll do. Thank you.
Go ahead. Virginia, have a comment there.
No, I just was going to say that seems to be going on around the country, and people just don't know how to, they don't know how to have a conversation anymore, Dr. Stan. I mean, they're so addicted to these things. And these kids also, Barry Trower, he's actually called me on my phone before, or on my phone at home here before. And you know, he actually goes to college campuses and the first thing he tells these kids is when you get a cell phone, be very careful about what you text or what you say on a cell phone because it all goes to a database now and they can use this against you 30 or 40 years from now. So that's another reason I'm really glad at this point I don't even have one. So, and it's just, it's a learned, habit. You just have to put them away and just ignore the things. And I don't, Dr. Stan, I've even traveled without one. And what I do is I go buy a phone card. If I have to use a phone, I go and get a pay phone and my conversations are just short and sweet, and that's about it, all I do.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Let's go to George, who's calling us from Cincinnati. George, what are your thoughts on this subject?
Good evening, Dr. Stan. Good to hear you again. I have a question for the lady there. I went with my little 6 years old to the dentist today. And I got three more kids. I was watching my other three kids because my wife was busy somewhere. And when I saw the doctor's assistant had my baby upstairs and took him into the little room, and I asked her, "What you gonna do?" And she said, "I'm gonna take some X-ray." She said, "Picture." Now later they told me that they took three pictures of my baby on the one on the left side, one on the right side, one on the front. How dangerous, how risky it is. I mean, three, is it normal? Is that okay?
Are you talking about X-rays?
Talking about X-rays. That's an entirely different subject.
Right.
But I think that I would not worry about that, George. I think that's perfectly acceptable. But we're talking about electromagnetic fields, which is an entirely different subject. But I share your concern, but I would not in any way be worried about those three X-rays, okay?
Thank you. God bless you. God help you, man.
God bless. Okay, fine. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We have Carrie calling from Live Oak. Carrie, question or comment?
Just a little comment. I have been taking thermograms for years for breast exams instead of the X-rays, which are much healthier. and they don't cause any damage by smashing your breast. But while I'm mentioning it is because thermography, as she mentioned, can detect the kind of damage or heat that's generated from these microwaves going up on your head or your ears or wherever it is that you have them, if you're carrying it on your body. And you can see it from these thermograms. They can determine whether or not the device is heating up your body, you know, and causing damage to your cells. There's a number of products on the market worldwide. One of them is called a BioDot. And you can put that on your phone. It costs, I have two of them on my phone, and I only use a speaker phone at least a foot away from my face or my voice. And all of these new phones do have speaker phones that are really loud, and so you don't have to hold them even. You can talk into it a foot or more away. So,
well, I think the one thing, Carrie, is, does this have certainly a cord? Does it come through a cord, or does it come through some sort of electromagnetic field? Uh-huh. That is what is so different about this new type of energy. Uh-huh. Virginia, would you agree or disagree with that?
What I have, Dr. Stan, is I have corded landlines. Mm-hmm. The cordless phones also emit radiation. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's just one of, yeah. It's one of those things, as much as you can avoid, that's the...
I totally agree with that. And I actually have a landline for my internet because they wanted to put Wi-Fi in my whole house. I also have a landline. I'm speaking to you now at home. But for emergency calls, I do have a cell phone. But it is microwave. It does do damage to the cells. And not only that, Stan, I don't know if you've noticed, but there are more and more different weird-looking antennas everywhere you go now. They've added two or three to every tower that are around my house. And I've actually had a person come in and do an analysis, and we are living literally in electromagnetic microwave smog. And it's coming from two sides on my house, to the point where it has spikes that are way above the legal limit, but because they don't come constantly, they only spike now and then, they are getting away with basically a sort of, well, damage. They're doing cell damage to everybody in the smog that you can't see. And if you try talking to people about it, they think, what's wrong with you? Why are you noticing these antennas? And there's nothing out there that we can see.
Well, I can't take care of this. This is why I do what I do. This is why Virginia is doing what she's doing. This is why we put together this excellent 4-CD set on smart meters. And smart meters is simply one of the means by which they're getting to us. I think it's an important one. And I think we need to get people focusing their attention. America is under attack today. Virginia, would you agree with that?
Yes, and there's a couple more things I want to bring up about Curtis Bennett when I was on this phone call. We've had a lot of incidents where, I don't know about California, but in our area where they've had uniformed police officers knocking at people's doors and basically threatening them to make sure that we get our meters put on our home. But Curtis, I mentioned that to Curtis one day on the phone, and he got real upset, and a lady chimed in and just said, you know, we need to calm down. And he said, listen, and so I'm going to be very blunt with everybody on this phone call, because Curtis said, listen, he said this stuff is not only going to kill you, it is going to kill your kids. And he said mm-hmm. that we are all, regardless of opt-outs right now, he mm-hmm. said, just because we're living in this, he said, we're all getting full body radiation 136 times a minute, over 84,000 times a day, which is equivalent to a CT scan every few days. And I believe the guidelines for those are every 3 to 5 years. So
exactly,
it's going to damage a lot of us.
It is serious. And I, in fact, have shielding. I have copper paint put on my ceiling because most of the radiation that was coming down in my house when I had it checked was coming from satellites.
Okay, well, we're going to have to let you go.
Bye.
But thank you so very much for calling, Carrie. And right now, let's just go to Jack. Calling Jack, do you have a question for our guest?
The 60 Minutes back in the early 90s episode where they profiled the use of radar guns by cops, and wherever they rested the radar gun, shoulder, lap, they developed tumors. And the industry darling who came on, very attractive, stated adamantly that the power level was so low that there was no chance of harm, but they never addressed frequency. It's all about frequency. And when we're talking pulse EMF, whether it's radar, you have to be cognizant of the actual frequency. And there's a fella, Louis Sleston, Microwave News out of New York City, I believe. Microwave News, Louis Sleston, who's been tracking this since, I think, the late 80s. So he would be a good corroborative source. And a scientist by the name of Paul Brodeur, who authored a book called Cross Currents and another book. Then I want to call attention to Johnny Cochran, who I believe died of a massive brain tumor. And if people use their cell phones in their car or truck, which is essentially a Faraday cage, those waves are bouncing off and slicing and dicing the body's DNA.
You're absolutely right. Thank you so very much, Jack. Very good information. And certainly our guest today has been Virginia Farber. Virginia, do you have a parting thought for our guest, for us tonight?
I'm asking everybody to be an activist. Get out there, get some flyers, and tell your friends, your families, your neighbors, and get out in your cities and let's get these off of our homes. I know that it is possible. I've got stories to prove it.
And basically, Cindy, you'll want to get the four CDs out on smart meters. You'll want to get the new CD set for putting together an electromagnetic pulse. And we'll be announcing this book, which we will be carrying very, very shortly. And we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. And Sydney, I hope you enjoyed our program with Virginia Farber. And Sydney, I think this is a very important subject. So if you have not heard our 4-CD set on smart meters, well, you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We will have certainly the 4-CD set on electromagnetic pulse here very, very shortly, and they will be hearing the book as well. Well, certainly this is the, remind you that my ministry is listener supported. We need your financial help. And if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family or to buy our products, our number is 1-888-24-Liberty. 1-888-24-Liberty or 464-8295. And then Sydney, I want to point out that Sydney, we're going to be doing the program this week. We're going to take a Friday off, and we will ask the stations to play replays. And that's what's going to happen next week. We're doing some work on the studio here. And so you're going to be hearing replays on most of the stations, Sydney. And But that doesn't mean we're going to be back here certainly a week from Friday. That's the plan. So hopefully the studio will be completed by then. But basically, if you tune in and you hear a replay, don't think that they've done me in. Fortunately, not yet. We will be working on the studio. So our telephone number is, Sydney, if you would like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, is 1-888-24-Liberty. 1-888-24-Liberty. We're here in the Central Coast of California. I'm sorry, if that telephone number, if you want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you'd like to go to our website, it's radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And you can certainly watch our DVDs there, or you can listen to our radio programs. You can listen to, certainly you can read our newsletters, and you can read all of the other things that we have. But basically, we hope that you will tell other people about our program, encourage them to listen. I know we have listeners out all over the world who are beginning to understand how we created the enemy, how we created these North Vietnamese. We financed them so they could finance the South Vietnamese so we could have a war. Same thing happened with World War II, where we were financing the Nazi Germans. And if you want to know about Adolf Hitler, you want to get that DVD, the 4-CD set. Did Hitler escape? And the answer is absolutely. Adolf Hitler escaped. If you'd like the books that document that, by Gerard Williams or by Jerome Corsi, The Hunting Hitler is an excellent book, and The Grey Wolf is an excellent book. Adolf Hitler escaped, and the fact they've been able to conceal that is simply a reflection of the fact that they control the media, they control your reality. And if you'd like to get the 4-CD set and or the books I mentioned on Hitler, my number is 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to know how we financed the Germans all during and before the Second World War and during the Second World War, the 4-CD set is The War Against the Jews. The War Against the Jews. And, of course, the book, America's Nazi Secret, by John Loftus, who had a security clearance 3 levels above top secret. And remember, they did everything they could to suppress John Loftus's book. The last thing they want is for the American people to understand that we create the best enemies money could buy, and yet right today we're backing certainly the Shia government in Baghdad, and we're backing their opposition, that's ISIS, Where do you think the money's coming from this Sunni terrorist movement that's working there? We create the best enemy money can buy. And the average individual has no thought at all in understanding what's going on. So we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.